My name is Full Metal Jackie. On the show with us tonight, the one and only Glenn Danzig. How are you?
Hey, Jackie.
Hey, Glenn. How are you?
Overworked. Yeah.
Overworked?
Yeah.
I hope not underpaid, though.
Well,
it's a whole different subject.
Yeah.
We have so much to talk about. First of all, the original Misfits, featuring Glenn Danzig and Jerry Only, playing just a few select shows this year. Let's talk about Verotica, your directorial debut.
For a feature film.
So it's premiering at the Cinepocalypse Film Festival. Glenn, what similarity with telling a story through songs do you notice while making a movie?
It's not a lot. It's much different. Doing a feature film is a lot of work. So if you do a feature film, you really got to love doing films because it's a lot of work and it's a big chunk out of your life. So pretty much since last July, I've been working on this film.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like nonstop?
Well, yeah. So not filming, but doing all the pre-production and then right. filming it. We filmed for about 3 weeks and then it's all the editing after that, and then the effects, and then going into post and doing color and sound and all the other stuff. So it's just a long process.
So now that you've gone through all of it and it's at this point, would you ever do it again? Did you enjoy it?
There are things I enjoyed about it, and there are things I didn't enjoy about it. But I think recently I just said, I think I'm going to do 3 movies and then decide if I want to keep doing it.
Right, so you're not going to take it from just the first one that you're doing?
I'm going to do 3. I'm already getting ready to do my next one, which is a vampire spaghetti western.
Nice.
Everybody's vampires in it.
I love it. So, sign me up.
And so after that, I'll see what I want to do after, you know, the next one, and then I'm going to sit and decide if I want to keep doing it or not.
It's Full Metal Jackie, Glenn Danzig on the show with us tonight. New Rammstein, Deutschland. Full Metal Jackie, Glenn Danzig on the show with us tonight. And Glenn, visual arts have always been an important part of what you do. What aspects of that background were helpful in making Verotica?
Well, you know, I started out doing art and then doing photography when I was a kid. And then just moved into eventually directing, you know, music videos and documentary kind of stuff. And so it was always there, but eventually I got the opportunity to do it. So and visually, I mean, a lot of the movies I like are very visual movies. And there's a story being told besides what the dialogue is doing. So that's important for me. Visual is really important. I don't think there's enough importance placed on visual in a lot of new movies.
Yeah,
lighting is important and effect. You know, lighting can create an effect in your, you know, in your mind when you look at it. So it's a lot of that.
Glenn Danzig with us. It's Full Metal Jackie. Quick break. Still to come. Josta's Weekly Pick from the Pit with Jamie Josta. Also music from Iron Maiden, Lamb of God. We'll have more with Glenn after this. New music from Whitechapel, that was Black Bear. It's Full Metal Jackie, Glenn Danzig on the show with us this evening. And rather than doing a tour, Glenn, Misfit shows are happening more selectively. Why is it important to you to keep that them standalone events?
Well, I don't tour anymore anyway, so you know how I do it. Maybe I'll put together like a week or two of shows here on the West Coast or maybe on the East Coast, and that's it. And so with the Misfits thing, we just kind of got back together and just decided we would just do it here or there and just not make it just like, you know, a grind kind of tour and, you know, it just make each event special. And we're not going to do many more. So I know we just announced Seattle and Denver, but I'm pretty sure there's not going to be many more of them. So people should see it while you can, because I know next year I go out with Danzig again.
Right.
For Europe and maybe some dates here in the States. And I got to do Danzig Sings Elvis select shows maybe around the country. Those will be more special. There's no standing. It's all tables.
Wow.
It's going to be very cool. Kind of old school vibe.
That's very, very cool.
So, but that's what I mean. So this year I've got some time off in between working on the movie. So we decided to do a couple extra shows. And then that'll be it, I think, for a while.
Glenn Danzig with us. It's Full Metal Jackie. Still to come tonight, music from Lamb of God, Pantera, Joss's weekly pick from the pit, and more with Glenn coming up after this. Full Metal Jackie, Glenn Danzig with us on the show tonight. We're talking about the original Misfits show. And the Misfits were part of the second wave of punk back in New York City. What's different about the way people react to those songs now?
I don't know. Our shows were pretty violent. Like you said, we were part of the second wave, and they didn't really know what to call it. It was fast, and it was angry, and it was violent, and people didn't know what to call it. So eventually it became called hardcore. and then a lot of people started lifting, you know, stuff that we had done. So I think if it wasn't for those bands, you wouldn't have speed metal for sure.
I think you're right.
I know I'm right. I don't think I'm right. I know I'm right.
Full Metal Jackie, Glenn Danzig with us. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Music from Pantera, Lamb of God. More with Glenn. It's all on the way. It's Full Metal Jackie. Glenn Danzig is my guest on the show tonight, and we touched on the Elvis covers. The album is expected later on this year still?
Yeah, in the fall.
Can you talk about, like, what impact Elvis made on you as a kid, and does that's like, how it still affects you now?
Yeah, I'm still a big Elvis fan. I still like discovering, you know, Elvis stuff I haven't heard, because he recorded so much, and then all the outtakes that they release now on his label, it's great. But I don't have that screechy high metal voice. I have a deeper voice, you know, and so the stuff that I like listening to a lot of times was that kind of stuff. I mean, so you know, I've said it before, I mean, after seeing Jailhouse Rock, when I cut school, you know, because school was boring for me, so I'd just stay home and watch movies, I saw Jailhouse Rock and I was like, that's what I want to do. It ended up working out okay.
So that was like the defining moment.
Yeah, that was like where I was like, this is what I want to do. If I could do something like this, that'd be cool.
So the album's coming out later on this year, and then you said that the tour or the few dates are going to happen like early.
Yeah, I'm not going to do a tour. I'm going to we'll probably do like LA or San Francisco or New York, or maybe we'll go to Austin or maybe we'll go to Houston or something like that. But it'll be kind of like that. I'm not going to hop on a bus and do a bunch of Elvis dates. It's not going to happen.
Right.
You know.
No, but that'll make it more special. Like, and people have to go out to whatever shows.
Yeah. So we'll probably do Vegas for sure. And that's so pretty much, like I said before, that's what I have slated for 2020 is, you know, Danzig going to Europe and then some of these Danzig Elvis shows here or there and working on this next film.
Right.
So I don't think there'll be much time for any OG Misfit shows here or there. So.
Right. So get out to those shows before they are no more.
Yeah. And you never know. Look how crazy the world is right now. It's just so...
What are you getting at, Glenn? Are you getting morbid about life?
No.
And about it, we're not going to be here maybe, and that we have to see.
I'm not morbid about it. If it happens, it happens. I just live my life every day and enjoy it.
I like that. But, you know, you are right. We all could die, like, in 2 weeks from now, so you better get out to the... You know what I mean? Like,
just in the last
do what you want to do.
So many crazy things with people I know and things that have happened. It's like you never know what's going to happen tomorrow, so enjoy today.
I like that. Those are words to live by. Those are like... That's like positive words to live by. I like it. It's just unexpected.
Is it positive?
You.
Yeah.
It is. No, I mean, I think it is. You know, live your life. Enjoy it. You don't know how long you got left.
Yeah. Get off the computer and go out and experience the real world.
Speaking of computers, I just have to say, you know, if it wasn't possible for me to love Glenn Danzig anymore, but now I do because he has a flip phone and like it really just sort of like brings it all full circle and I just love that. Seriously.
Yeah, that's because, awesome. You know, all the tracking and listening in and everything and all that hacking and like, I don't need it. I don't even really want a flip phone. I don't want people to get in touch with me when I'm out and about.
Well, what about if you're out somewhere and like, you know, your car breaks down and you need to call somebody, you're in the middle of the desert.
Well, probably your cell phone's not going to work in the middle of the desert anyway.
That's true. Also, what if you're someplace and you want an excuse to have to go and you have to call your friend to say, hey, make the call so that I can be like, oh, what? I got to be there right now? Oh, my gosh. I'm so
I don't do that. I just go, I'm getting out of here. Yeah. Bye.
It's Full Metal Jacky, Glenn Danzig with us. Got to take a quick break. Up next, though, new music from Torch. We've got the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week and more with Glenn Danzig. It's Full Metal Jacky, Glenn Danzig on the show with us tonight. And Glenn, your career continues to be extremely prolific. What's been the biggest sacrifice you've made to be able to do everything that you've done?
Personal life.
You don't feel like you have one?
Not as much as I would like to. Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm always working and I'm always doing stuff, and you know, it's a lot of responsibility sometimes. So, I would say that.
Do you like say that there's a line like, okay, I'm only going to work until 11 o'clock tonight, or I'm not going to work on weekends, or do you just like when you're feeling inspired, you just
when I get inspired, I'll just do it until I'm exhausted. But other times I'll just know I got to do stuff and I'll make sure I get it done.
Right.
You know, if something good is happening, then I'll just drop it and just burn the candle and finish it later, you know.
Do you find yourself having to cancel plans a lot because you're feeling inspired and you don't want to stop what you're doing?
Sometimes, yeah.
That's a good excuse. Who can say, well, but Glenn, you promised. I mean, who's going to, like, say that to you? If you say no, you're like, you know,
get out of it. I explain it to them, and if they understand, great. And if they don't, then that's life.
The original Misfits. Get out and see these shows, because you might not live long enough to wait to see if they ever happen again. That's what Glenn said. Glenn, thank you so much for being on the show. It's always great to see you.
Same here, Jackie. My pleasure.
And stick around, because we've got more metal on the way.